Good morning.
Tell me about your impressions of Wednesday.
It was a great, it was just a great experience. I've been to Washington for almost all of the civil rights occasions, probably 7 or 8, beginning with the March on Washington, and then the Million Man March, and the inaugurations of Barack Obama. I've been to the unveiling of the Martin Luther King Memorial. And now I'm here, and it's the most satisfying experience I've had of all of those things.
What made this one so much more special?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, they gave a lot of respect to us veterans, as they called them. We were greeted with an enormous amount of reverence. They kissed us, they hugged us, they took our pictures, they thanked us. It was like, I guess, returning home from the war, and this was totally unexpected. The second thing was the number of young people at this march, and I suppose there were a number of young people at the first march. I was young myself, but I would say about at least half, I don't know whether I'm overestimating this or not, but at least half of the participants were young people, people 40 and under, and they are ready to take on the issues.
How do you feel about the fact that a lot of the issues that were brought up in 1963 we're still dealing with today? It's difficult to find a job. It's getting more difficult for a lot of people to vote.
It's disappointing. It's very disappointing to know that we're fighting the same issues, maybe on a different level or in a different venue, because there are other issues that we need to be taking on. But we can't, because the basics that people need to live and need to have their dignity, we are still dealing with it. I'm really disappointed that homelessness is a big issue in our community, in American society, a rich society, a very rich society, very resourceful, the world leader. And we have a thing called homelessness. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that we're redrawing the voting rules so that it makes it more difficult for people to vote. The human race will always have enough problems that we can take on a new set of issues every 50 years, but we have not been able to do this.
Is it too trite to say we've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go, or does that sum up the situation quite succinctly?
No, that's not trite at all. We have come a long way. But we do have a long ways to go.
Malele Chikasa Anana, thanks for being with us.
Okay, thanks so much.